Live from KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Alaskans would receive a full dividend from the state's oil wealth fund this year under a bill introduced today in the House, but the full payout would come with a catch. House Finance Committee bill also seeks changes to the dividend formula going forward. Committee co-chair Tammy Wilson says she wants a dividend calculation in statute that lawmakers follow. Current dividend calculation hasn't been followed for 3 years amid an ongoing budget deficit, and dividend payouts have been reduced. The bill comes a week into a special session with no apparent progress toward finalizing a state budget. A major stumbling block has been what to do with the dividend. Governor Mike Dunleavy has called for a full dividend and said voters should have a say on any changes. The National Transportation Safety Board has released its preliminary report for a fatal May 13th mid-air collision of two flight-seeing planes in southeast Alaska. No probable cause for the crash has been determined. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Both flight-seeing planes were returning to Ketchikan from a tour of Misty Fjords National Monument, carrying visitors from the cruise ship Royal Princess. The Takwan air pilot, operating a de Havilland Otter, told NTSB investigators that he was maneuvering the 10-passenger float plane for a better view of a waterfall when he saw a flash from his left side, closely followed by a loud impact. The plane rolled right and pitched about 40 degrees, nose down. NTSB says the planes collided at about 3,300 feet. The pilot told NTSB that he was able to maintain some control as the plane went down. The plane landed in the inlet and came to rest about 80 feet underwater. The pilot, some passengers, and Good Samaritans helped evacuate the plane. One passenger on board the Otter died. The pilot told investigators that he didn't see any potential conflicting traffic on his flight display before the collision. None of the five people on board the other plane survived. The de Havilland Beaver was operated by Mountain Air Service. According to NTSB, it broke up in the air and debris was scattered over a 2,000-foot-long area, including the water and the nearby mountainside. NTSB reports that the right wing of the Beaver showed a series of cuts that are consistent with impacts from a propeller blade. A full accident report, including probable cause, will take up to 2 years to complete. In the meantime, though, NTSB officials have called for greater safety standards for on-demand flights, which include flight-seeing tours and charter flights. According to an NTSB news release, those charter operations are classified by the Federal Aviation Administration as Part 135. NTSB Alaska Chief Clint Johnson said Tuesday in Anchorage that Part 135 is on the agency's most wanted list for improvements.
Basically what it is, Part 135 is an area that we think requires special emphasis. Case in point, the last week or so kind of frames it up for why Part 135 operations is on our most wanted.
Recommendations include implementation of safety management systems, recording and analyzing flight data, and ensuring that pilots receive controlled flight into terrain avoidance training. The NTSB has not yet completed its preliminary investigation and report of another fatal crash near Metlakatla just south of Ketchikan. The de Havilland Beaver operated by Takwan had two people on board. Both died in the crash. With help from Wesley Early in Anchorage, I'm Layla Carey reporting in Ketchikan.
Wildlife officials say hikers should avoid Salmon Creek Trail in Juneau for the time being after a runner reported encountering a charging brown bear. According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, a man reported that a brown bear came out of the brush as he ran up the trail Sunday afternoon. It charged him twice and roared at him before running back into the woods. The incident took place about a mile and a half up the trail and lasted only a few seconds. The bear did not touch the man, who lives in Sitka. He told Fish and Game he immediately turned around and went back down the trail.
Brown bear is unusual in that area, but it sounds like a pretty credible report based on the interview of the individual involved, so we're recommending people give that trail a break for a while.
That's Carl Koch, an assistant biologist for Fish and Game. He posted signs near the trailhead yesterday and alerted AELMP and Bartlett Regional Hospital so they could both notify their staffs. He says they'll reevaluate and probably check the trail for bear sign in a week or so if they don't receive any further reports. Koch says anyone who does decide to hike in the area should be sure to travel in a group, make noise, carry bear spray, and keep dogs on a leash.
The other thing I would ask is if anybody sees a brown bear anywhere in that general area, just let us know that you're seeing it so we can kind of keep tabs on it.
Brown bear sightings are rare near downtown Juneau. In 2017, two brown bears were shot and killed in Juneau in separate incidents. One was in Tea Harbor after a bear raided a chicken coop, and another was shot by a homeowner who felt threatened on Douglas Island. The biggest cruise ship ever to visit Alaska made its inaugural visit to Sitka Friday. About 15 Sitkans took a tour of the ship, which can hold over 6,000 people, passengers and crew combined. KCAW's Catherine Rose was among them.
Guys, welcome aboard.
On the Ovation of the Seas, it seems passengers can do virtually whatever they want. There's a basketball court, four pools, a skydiving machine, a surfing simulator. It has a music hall that seats 1,200 people. Romario Filizzati gave some Sitkans a tour when the Royal Caribbean ship arrived at Old Sitka Dock on Friday. He showed off just one of the ship's most skilled bartenders, who doesn't need a health insurance plan, just an oil can.
And in some of the bars, we don't really need anyone to operate. It's everything automatically. That's the Bionic Bar. Basically, we place iPads here during the operation. The guests come with their cards. We have a pre-made drinks, but you can create your own drink. And then the machine will do it for you.
The Ovation is the biggest ship to ever visit the state and Sitka. It's a Neo-Panamax ship. After the Panama Canal was widened in 2017, the class of massive cruise ships that typically winter in the Caribbean could finally make it through the canal to the Pacific for the warmer summer months. This year, four Neo-Panamax ships are visiting Alaska, including the Ovation. The ship can hold 4,905 guests and around 1,500 crew, meaning that if it's at capacity, it could house over half of Sitka's population. Filizzati has been working for Royal Caribbean for 5 years, but he's only been on the Ovation for 2 months. He says it can be difficult to corral so many passengers.
It's huge. It's more challenging, especially to put the people out and off the ship. Especially here, the city is far from the port, and you need to take buses. It's kind of challenging, but I think we did pretty well today.
It's 18 stories high, and it makes use of advanced technology in quite a few ways. I didn't get to see a stateroom, but if you don't rent one of the 1,500 rooms with a balcony, perhaps you'll get one like this. Do you hear that? That's the sound of a virtual balcony. 375 of the rooms have screens instead of windows that simulate the experience of looking out onto water as you set sail. For Sitkans like Chris McGraw of Halibut Point Marine, the promise of bigger ships arriving with more frequency means growth in Sitka's tourism industry. McGraw spoke to the ship's captain, Henrik Loy.
Our first ship was the Century of the Seas back in 2012 at roughly 800 feet, and we're 7 years down the line now, and very glad to welcome a first Neo-Panamax ship to the state of Alaska. Hope that you can come back many more times and look forward to a future relationship with Royal Caribbean.
And the captain appreciated the warm reception from Sitkans.
Thank you all very much, and we're hoping to come back many, many more times in the future.
Thank you.
The Ovation will only call to Sitka one time this summer. It is set to return to Alaska in 2020.
That was KCAW's Catherine Rose reporting. The Ovation of the Seas made its first visit to Juneau on Sunday and will continue visiting throughout the season. Alaska plans to begin shipping water to a town where chemical contamination was found in area wells. Coast Alaska reported yesterday that two chemical substances were found in wells in Yakutat. The Department of Transportation and Public Facilities says it will ship water after 5 out of the 14 wells in the southeastern city tested positive for the substances. Environmental Protection Agency describes the substances as man-made chemicals that can lead to adverse human health effects. The Anchorage Assembly voted overwhelmingly to adopt a proposed climate action plan. The 100-plus page document sets ambitious goals like reducing the city's carbon emissions by 80% within about 30 years. But it's primarily a set of non-binding proposals to guide municipal entities toward more environmentally friendly policies. And we have a correction in a story we aired yesterday about the city exploring an ordinance that would allow it to impose a fee on chronic nuisance properties. We misstated that police calls for domestic violence and child neglect would be included. Those types of responses are typically excluded from such ordinances. That's the KTUO News Update for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea.